Get started though. All right, we are ready to begin the meeting of the Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District. Number one, and it is November 7th, 2023, and the time is 1:09 p.m. I'll note for the record that I'm Victoria Carlton, District General Counsel, and I have here with me Natasha Osmus, the legal assistant. And we will now take a roll call of all of those present. We'll just start with those in the room and then we'll move on to those that are on Zoom. So if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Ted Wheeler, present.
Greg Whitehead.
Justin Wainwright, present.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Michael Jensen. And Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Looks like you're having an issue with your mute.
Yeah, sorry. I'm on my phone. I couldn't get Zoom to work on my computer, so sorry.
You, Michael. And then we'll just move into the consent agenda. We have the first item is the minutes of the board meeting held on May 17th. I went through and checked these. Are there any questions about the minutes or what we talked about in May in a few months?
I don't have any questions. I reviewed them. They seem to be accurate. It's been a long time ago, though. So
Yes.
if someone's memory is better than mine from 6 months ago, please speak up.
I listened to the audio, so.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I can second it.
Thank you, Justin. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. And then, are there any outstanding payment applications or requisition requests that we need to discuss?
There is,
I think there's one, isn't there, Ted?
there's actually three invoices. Two of them are from Feller Enterprises, who's doing the construction. And then there's one small one from Grass Creek Construction for 5,000. Their our owner rep on the project, and those are
Have you sent those over to us?
yeah, I
Okay.
haven't.
I think there's an outstanding invoice to Snow Jensen and Reese as well too. I think I just received one about 2 3 weeks ago, and I don't think I got it forwarded to you, Ted, but I think there's one for Snow Jensen and Reese as well.
Okay. So, okay, I can forward those, but do you have like I submitted them directly to the bank,
UMB.
UMB, yeah, and sent copies. You don't get those, or you can't see them on there.
Yeah, I don't think
I start with the new access if we can. You know how they were sending
I set that up. I haven't messed around with it very much yet, so I'm not very familiar with it.
It's
But
pretty complicated to get into it, but then once you
I'm
get it,
in.
yeah. And then once you get into it, it's kind of complicated. You have to keep changing the date range because
Sure.
no nothing will show up,
Okay.
and then you have to back it
Okay.
up.
If you have an email that you could drop those in just so
Well,
I can follow up
yeah,
on that later
but
today.
I don't think I think there's some that have been sent to the bank that you I haven't sent to you. I didn't
Okay.
know I was supposed to
It's okay. We can
put those.
we'll get it sorted out.
Okay.
So we just talked about those outstanding payment applications. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve the outstanding payment applications or requisition requests that were made since the last meeting and that have been submitted to UMB Bank? Somebody like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion
To approve the
to approve
outstanding.
the, yeah.
Thank you, Ted. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Greg. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous. We'll now move on to the action items. The first action item is to consider approval of the proposed amendment to the operating and capital budget for the calendar year. And then the second item is to consider adoption of the tentative operating and capital budget for calendar year 2024. So this is an amendment to the 2023 budget and then also the adoption of the tentative and capital budget for 2024. And I'll let Shelby talk more about these two action items.
Thanks, Victoria. Excuse me. I would just have the record reflect there's no need for an amendment for 2023. So we can just note that that was not needed. So board, I will walk through the draft budget that was shared with you all. In that, I'll kind of highlight the actual numbers as of September 30th as well. That was included as a non-action item. So I'll start with the general fund. Through 9/30, we had about $9,000 of expenditures recorded. That includes accounting as well as insurance, offset with a transfer from the capital projects fund, since those are currently being paid through the requisition process with UMB. And then for 2023 estimates, I have estimated expenditures of just about $29,000. Did want to talk about a piece of this is legal. I did confirm with Matt. It sounds like the legal invoices to date have been paid directly by the developer rather than run through the requisition process. So just wanted to bring that up. I have recorded or have reflected here, not recorded, a developer advance of $10,000 just as an estimate. I believe there's been about $4,500 paid to date. So we'll just work to get copies of that so we can record that on the district's book for that developer advance. But also just wanted to raise that in the case that you want to include that in the requisition process moving forward rather than paying directly from the developer.
Okay.
And then looking at 2024, budgeted total amounts of $51,000, including a transfer in from other funds to fund that. So that's really accounting and legal, insurance, and then also dropped in an estimate for auditing. The district will need an audit for 2023. Moving to the debt service fund. So again, actuals through 9/30, interest has been earned in the amount of about $24,000. Transfers in from other funds of about $2.8 million. That represents the transfer from the capital projects fund at the time of bond issuance to fund the capitalized interest and reserve funds. And then bond interest has been paid for about $172,000. The 2023 estimates look almost identical, just with a little bit more interest income estimated through December. And then for 2024, we've estimated interest at $70,000. That's about 3%, which is a little bit lower than the current interest rate. We just wanted to be a little bit more conservative on the interest estimate. And then expenditure is about $635,000, which includes the scheduled interest payment of $631,000. And then the annual paying agent fees due to UMB.
I have a question, Shelby. What account are we keeping the what interest bearing vehicle are we keeping the excess funds in? It's just at a bank savings account.
So they're at UMB, but they're invested in one of the kind of options that UMB offers. I don't remember off the top of my head what that investment is. I can look here in a moment.
And you're saying it's getting a roughly 3% return?
I think right now it's about 4.5%. So we just dropped that for the estimate just to be a little bit more conservative, knowing what rates are going to do over the next 12 months.
Sure. It's a very conservative, like money market-esque account, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it might be like treasuries.
Okay. Securities. Okay.
And for the record, Greg has joined us on Zoom.
Yes. For the record, Greg MacArthur has joined us on Zoom.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Sorry about lateness.
That's okay.
No problem.
It just feels like 3% is like subprime at this point. Well, it's making 4, but we're estimating 3, but that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a small amount anyways.
I think that might be high anyway because we're getting close to finishing
the raises, sure.
Yeah.
The increases.
Well, we're getting close to finishing the project.
Oh, yeah. And the money will be used.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There will still be, we're estimating about $2.1 million remaining in the debt service fund at the end of 24. So that's the required reserve fund. plus the capitalized interest that's, you know, to pay the interest on the bonds for the first few years. Right. So there will be funds sitting here. We can certainly increase that estimate. Most other districts we work with just want to be a little bit more conservative. So that's just what we
It doesn't make a difference to me. I was just curious why we would have a number that's basically subprime like treasury bonds or that. But it does, at the end of the day, it is reality is reality. It makes what it makes. And so this is just an estimate anyways. It's a budget. Okay, we can move forward.
Okay. Next page here we have is the capital projects fund. So again, 930s revenues are just under 9.4 million, which includes the bond proceeds and then about 36,000 in interest income. And then expenditure is about 4.2 million, which was about 3.7 in capital outlay. And then the bond issue cost of 518,000. For 2023, again, we increased interest slightly. And then for capital outlay, we put in $4 million, which was just a very rough estimate on our end. And then for 2024, kind of showed all remaining funds to be spent. So if you feel that 4,000 is, you know, way too low for the 2023 estimate, we can certainly update that. Would look to the board for additional insight there. And then similarly for 24, interest income estimated about 3%. And a little bit lower since we are anticipating that all funds would be spent in 2024. Questions on that? Comments on the capital outlay budget?
I think that looks pretty accurate. I don't know how many more payments we have left to the capital expenditures other than just finishing. We've got about 6 weeks left of infrastructure and then one more big payment of probably 1.2 million or something for the site.
We already put 500,000 on it.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
So, okay. So yeah. So the 1.99, so the 2 million should be, we might not even use that much. So that's a good estimate. We'll use it all.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's a good estimate, I would assume.
We're a little over budget.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right. Any other questions on the 2024 draft budget?
Nope. Looks pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Right. Would we like to? Okay. So since there's no amendment to the 2023 budget, we won't take action on that first item. But on the second item, we will need to set a public hearing to take public comment. So we'd like to figure out a date for that right now.
Okay. Does it need to be before the year end, I'm assuming?
It does.
Okay. So we can do it whenever. I'm out of the country from November 22nd to the December 6th.
So that last week of November and first week we did right
here. I mean, you can do it. I just won't be here.
I won't be here.
Oh.
But I won't be out of the country. I'll just be in Florida.
So,
Let's just do it in the second week in December. Everybody will be back.
Yeah.
Okay. How many days do you have to advertise that?
We need 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got the meeting.
That works.
So if you want to do it in that second week, will you just pull up like what the calendar looks like over there? Does everybody have their calendars open? Would you like to set a date now or have Natasha reach out?
We could send a date. I'm back on the 9th.
So we're looking at the week of 11th?
Yes.
So the week of the 11th through the 15th.
Should we go? We could do a Tuesday, same time.
12?
If there's a possibility, Tuesdays and Thursdays are probably, afternoons are bad. Is there a Wednesday option?
Yep, just Wednesday. What about the 13th at 1 o'clock?
I have a 12 to 2. But other than that, I'm good on Wednesday.
What about 2 o'clock for people on the 13th? 30?
Good for me.
30 would be great.
2:30?
Yeah.
30 on the 13th.
That would work great.
Where Shelby, does that work for you? Okay.
Wednesday the 13th.
At 2? 2:30. 2:30, yep. I'll put it in.
Right. So would somebody like to make the motion for action item number two?
I'll make a motion to set a public hearing date of to determine the budget for the 2024 year for December 13th at 2:30 p.m.
And to adopt the
the actual budget for the year, yes.
Thank you, Justin. And then a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Greg. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. All right, and then this last item is a non-action item, and it is the financial statements. Did you already cover this, Shelby?
Yeah, I covered most of this through the budget presentation, but happy to answer any other questions on the September 30 financials. But no actions needed on this item.
And that was the financial statements were sent around. Are there any questions about those third quarter financial statements?
Not for me.
There's no questions. We can adjourn. Somebody like to make the motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
Thank you, Greg MacArthur. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous?